tell you what I have to say about it.
What?
We're with a guest.
With the motherfucking Gerbies.
Me, your Gerbies. Little Gerbers. The Gerby babies.
How's it going?
What up, Gerbs? What up, dude?
Not much.
What's going on?
Not much.
Just chilling?
Just chilling, yeah.
I'm pumped as fuck right now.
Oh, I'm so amped, dude.
I'm fucking through the roof, dude.
Okay.
You can feel the energy in here. Oh, it's for fucking sure, dude. Top notch. Gerby's sitting there staring at me the whole time. This is great.
He's been shooting daggers out of his eyes.
What the fuck are you salty about?
Watching TikToks. It doesn't do it for me.
I was showing these guys.
And he scrutinizes my responses.
I've never seen anybody respond so poorly to TikTok. I'm trying to find funny videos, and he's sitting there just like,
"Yo, hold on,
you're wasting my time.
It's just nuts.
You're wasting my time right now."
Anytime you look down your phone, he would point to you and look at me and go like this, go like, "The fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, I can feel it. You don't think I saw that?
We should just totally black the room out and just go in darkness for like 10 minutes, dude. Oh my god!
You know I love the dark.
That's fucking sick.
I live in the dark.
How you like that?
It's good.
What do you think about the dark?
You like being in the darkness?
Your face is a reflection off the...
See, your face.
All right.
Do you feel liberated?
It's nice to see you.
This is sick, dude, in the blue light.
Wow.
Damn, I feel liberated as fuck right now.
How liberated?
Super liberated.
Yes.
I want to sing.
Sing something.
Nah, dude, not yet.
So, Gerb Dog.
Save it up.
How's it going?
It's going good.
You've been fucking?
Sure, yes.
Uh-oh. The lights are on for the fucking... I gotta see this kid's face.
Yo, you've been getting some motherfucking sex.
I have.
What's that like?
It's good. It's good.
You've been laying it. You've been laying it down.
I've been laying pipe. this is something I was gonna tell you, I started consulting a dating coach on YouTube.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That's good.
Tony Robbins?
No, it's not Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins just screams the N-word at you.
It's this guy, Coach Corey Wayne.
Yeah.
Coach Corey Wayne. Yeah. He's telling you how to get snus.
White guy, black guy?
A white guy.
What? You didn't go hitch?
No. But I think because I was always under the impression that it was just like, oh, I just need to meet the people. Like, I just need to meet a girl. And then, like, I've got all the... I'll be perfect. Fine.
Once they meet me,
it's like, just get on the date and then you're good.
So what did Coach say?
Well, I basically was doing, like, everything wrong.
What's Coach say to do without giving away his message for free?
Well, no, he gives away his message for free. Honestly.
Coach Corey Wayne?
Yeah.
So Coach Corey Wayne told you to get back into the game, dude.
Well, it wasn't a personal conversation. These are just videos readily available.
You're not getting any pussy sitting on the sidelines.
He didn't tell you to take her to like Ellis Island, did he? And like show.
Oh no, definitely. That would be like one thing is that you definitely do not go somewhere or spend a lot of money up front.
Oh really?
Right.
Really?
Ellis Island's at that moment. I was just thinking in terms of Hitch.
Oh okay.
They went to Ellis Island.
Did
show him the immigrants.
She was Latina, and he was like, "This is where your fucking miserable ancestors came from."
I think that would be totally frowned
upon. Then he had an allergic reaction.
Is your lady foreign?
No.
So you shouldn't take her to Ellis Island.
Nah, dude.
What's wrong with you? You're being a fucking.
I don't know. I'm not being anything. It's just I don't know.
You don't want to disclose ethnicity.
Yeah, no, I'm not disclosing that. This, I just don't understand why that's particularly funny if it's two people that are.
So it is.
I don't get it.
So it is.
Yeah,
that's true. If I try to get to the third floor of the temple, I'll just show them my butthole, and they're like, "Oh my god, dude, this thing! You had a hemorrhoid that covered your entire butthole, dude. Mine blocked my entire butthole."
Oh, that hemorrhoid.
That's
just
child.
I saw it. It was terrible.
Oh yeah, I showed you the pic. Yeah.
Do you ever get hemis like that, or are your hemis more sustainable? Do they go full blockage?
They're terrible, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
When's the last time you copped one?
I have one now.
Damn, you got a hand?
Yeah, yeah.
Little guy or big guy?
It's decently sized.
Yeah, is it fat man? Fat man or little boy?
I don't know how to describe it.
Yours
on the outside.
Yours pop eventually? Mine popped, and that was like the best day.
This one won't. This will just recede.
It'll retreat.
They don't cut them off anymore.
It'll retreat into the depths.
Yeah, they're like very against cutting them. I was like,
I know that. Yeah.
I was literally going to the place like, cut this the fuck off, and they're like, we don't.
When they recede,
they'll push them back in.
It's like Jack from the Titanic sinking down. You just see it slowly drop in.
Yeah, it sucks, dude. They're fucking brutal. So what's your like dump regimen now? Do you just like?
Well, wait. Okay.
Because I like changed my life to avoid hemorrhoids.
Wait.
Well, I do, as you know, I have like a squatty potty.
Okay.
I try and eat vegetables.
How much vegetables are you talking? You should go vegan, honestly.
I can't do that because then I just get real thin. My body's disgusting.
You okay, take go vegan on steroids.
Yeah.
Vegan on steroids.
Take roids and only, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Duh. Roids and broccoli only.
Okay.
No, you should do, you should get it because when I started doing the plant-based stuff, I would get a vague idea that I had to take a dump and sit on the toilet and just like push while I read for like 45 minutes.
Right. You can't.
Now I get overpowered by, I don't dump till I'm overpowered by a dump.
Right.
Where I'm just like, oh, God, I got to fucking run. I have to dump now. So that's the new move. That's the new wave. And I've done pretty good about, you know, I like wait till it really hits me and then I take a full dump. And if I don't finish, like some, you know, sometimes you get like half of it out and you're just wiping out like a messy, horrible thing. I used to like try to like, I'm getting the rest of this out again.
You just go ass. You just go dirty ass.
Just go dirty ass till it's time, dude. Hit it with a little jungle butt.
Mm-hmm. The problem is I really like cheese. And so I'll eat a ton of cheese and then...
That's how bad the hemorrhoid was for me. I'll never... Anything that constipates me, I won't eat it.
Okay.
That was the worst. Dude, I like limped around
for like fucking 4 days.
I like barely walk. And then when it finally popped, I had gauze in my ass for like 2 days. I had a bleeding hemorrhoid for 2 days.
You bled through your shorts that time.
Yeah, dude. And then the one time I was in school and I had to walk up in front of the class and I was like... If this gauze falls out of my asshole and like fucking lands on the floor, dude, I'm like, I'm gonna get kicked out of here. It was like a brown ring with like blood in it. It was disgusting.
Oh my
god. So yeah, like again, dude, stop eating cheese, man.
I love it though.
That mouse. Much more than your ass.
Kirby has very. You are very mouse like.
I guess
If I was gonna catch you, I'd
say that dude. That blows my mind because it's like I used to sit on the toilet.
So, yeah. All right.
I used to sit on the toilet for hours. Damn, like I'd sit on the toilets forever. I cut out anything not to get a hemorrhoid anymore.
Mm.
So that was like that was hell, dude.
I agree.
Right off the cheese.
Yeah.
Eat vegan. You can make your own queso with cashews.
I mean, I'll lose like all my muscle mass.
Cheese?
Well, not eating protein or having.
You can have protein without cheese. Cheese is like a.
He likes cheese, though. That's a treat.
Cheese is like a binding. You can eat protein, you'll blow it out. Cheese binds you up.
Okay. I'm just not going to stop eating cheese.
Why, dude?
I love it.
Yeah, dude.
You love cheese more than your asshole?
Yes. I mean, I'm doing all right now. You know, yes, I'm sitting on a thing, but it's like...
Dude, your culture. The hemorrhoid I got was like... The hemorrhoid I got was like apocalyptic. Like, I was fucked up for like 4 days.
As you know, I'm very concerned about hemorrhoids. I was the one on this podcast to say that we should teach it if we're going to do sex ed.
Yeah, but dude, you're like someone who like learns about condoms and throws them out. It's like if you're gonna learn all this stuff and still eat the cheese, dude, that's like step one. Ditch the cheese.
The cheese is too good, dude. Yeah. Keep the cheese. Yeah. Just let your butthole take the brunt of it.
All right,
dude. Keep eating cheese. What type of cheese are you crushing?
Polio,
mozzarella.
Yep. You crush the mozzarella.
Yeah, yeah.
You eat like bag cheese,
yeah.
Dude.
You just get straight out of the bag?
You're just reaping what you sow, dude.
I can't stop. I love it.
You're just eating hemorrhoids.
Give me a hunk of fresh mozzarella, and I can't put it down.
Mm. Does it help what type of cheese it is? Like, if you got, a blue cheese creamier...
If you go strictly Whiz, you will not have this problem, dude.
Just go Whiz.
Just blow it out.
I can't contribute anything to this cheese conversation. I don't know.
What else is going on with you? I heard you and O'Connor did a podcast episode.
You did no contact?
No, I don't know. He didn't have his thing set up properly. I don't think we did it.
Yeah, apparently they did a contact never to be seen by the light of day.
God damn, Gerbs.
Was it a hot cast?
What's that?
This is like a bad interrogation. We're not getting any information.
Oh, no, I know. I had not been feeling well, and not much goes on. I don't have, you know.
You got things going on. You got hemorrhoids you're battling. You're banging Jays. You got fucking...
But what's the coach's message? We didn't get to that.
What's his name again?
Coach Corey Wayne.
Coach Corey Wayne. Did he tell you to take a knee when you watch the YouTube videos? He's like, all right. Does he have a whistle? Yeah, he's a coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. It's a little, yeah.
How much is it fair to ask him how much pussy he gets?
I mean, I think he would probably do all right. It's just, but I don't know.
That's a lot of pressure for a girl. If you're like, what do you do? Be like, oh, I teach guys how to get pussy.
Right.
I'd be kind of hesitant in entering that relationship.
Well, it's not even about
guys the tricks to get pussy.
Well, he would definitely disagree with that because it's not about tricking.
What's it about?
Well, it's just about being in your masculine center.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Does he have a big dick?
So he's like alt right.
This guy has a big dick, right?
I don't know. I don't know what his opinion is.
So he's alt right.
I don't believe he's
alt-right. He's a fucking Western chauvinist for sure.
He does.
So he's like just
America.
Yeah, that makes sense. So this guy's a coach, and he's saying like be mask as possible,
right?
To these hoes.
If you're a coach, you love America.
That's true.
Coach of anything.
Well, no. So that's it's true. Not even saying be mask. It's like so. I'll give you an example. There's what he would call the illusion of action, which is like if a girl starts pulling away, she ain't showing a picture.
Yeah. That's Coach Corey Wayne, dude.
He's hot.
If a girl starts pulling away
physically
when you're first dating,
he's got a boat.
Damn.
That's when he's Captain Corey Wayne.
So she physically pulls away from him.
Not
he
physically.
Says
not, no, no, no.
Women you should avoid by Damn, Coach Corey dude. Wayne.
So he says if a woman's pulling away in the dating relationship, what do you push the gas or do you chill back?
No, you have to hang back.
Of course.
And the way I would put
the pussy on ice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's intuitive for a lot of guys and not for others, like myself, who it's like if she starts to back away, then you go, oh, well, I got to do something. Mm-mm. I got to send like a funny text or a thing. But that just exacerbates the problem.
So, if she's ignoring you, you hit her with a fucking good joke.
Right.
Dude, that's terrible.
You just go on TikTok and like rap Lil Wayne and let her see it.
You could have learned something from those TikTok boys. We got to get you into being a furry. They crush cheese. You go as a mouse. You get a good fucking Chuck E. Cheese costume. Yeah.
So was this how long have you been working with the coach?
No, I feel bad. I feel bad. I just
about
I feel
what?
Bad.
Don't feel
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah,
why
it.
Do you feel bad? You feel bad like spiritually, emotionally,
no, physically?
Physically.
Yeah. It's just tough to be like it's tough to get the energy up.
True.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like okay. $1 million bucks.
You're doing
right
great.
No, so it's just about exactly like what Shane said, like I would just do the wrong thing. So I was like simple things like if I was on the date, I would try and set up the next date.
For sure.
Which is like don't do that.
You leave a pair of your boxers there?
What's that? No, but it's things like that, and then your job as the guy is to set up the date. So it's like you especially in the beginning, it's like you're only calling to set up the date. And then if she contacts you, that's her reaching out, and you set up a date. But then you don't keep texting because like that's not you're busy.
Yeah,
you can't and then again if she pulls back, you have to give her space. And then the more you try and fix that, it's just like you're done.
Or you go kidnap her.
Right,
true.
There's two ways of doing this. You're either all in or you're not.
Sure.
There's no tiptoeing. You got to go full Sharia. If she wants space. We're going to talk. We're going to have a little chat.
For sure.
You show up at her house and break in.
How's he feel about just going on Tinder and just swiping every single person? And then just
he's
waiting?
Not really about that. It's more about just like what to do if you're on a date or in dating or in a relationship.
Does he give sex advice?
I think there is a video. And
what do you mean you think? What do you mean you think?
I've seen a video about like how like
does he skip right to the fucking oil driller?
Is you're gonna get her on the couch and then you tip her over so her head's on the floor and now you fucking drop down.
You bend your hard dick down and drill her like an oil driller.
Yeah. What does he say in the video? About?
It's an uncomfortable video to watch. I have watched. I cannot tell a lie. It's just about like you know how to. Come multiple times, and I don't know.
Oh, like Whoa. When you get to the point, like hold. He's like a tantric lover.
Yeah, like and about how to like Damn. Work to that. It's just not.
Like, do you jerk off to Coach Corey Wayne videos?
Was he jerking himself off while he did it?
I he was not, and no.
Was he wearing like an off-brand sports like shirt, like some sort of like all-pro? Under Armour.
He's so funny. He does wear
Under
Armour.
Yes, I knew it, dude. Thank I guarantee God. I know exactly who these people are.
So is there anything he offers where like a bunch of people can like jerk off together and he blows a whistle?
There's nothing to do with that.
Somebody accidentally still
Coach,
comes.
I think he offers Coach, really good advice.
Coach, I'm going to come. He's like...
You still not?
Grip
no
your,
hands?
Grip your fucking root.
Do you think you can do that?
You know what?
I'm going to do that.
Hell yeah.
Another About thing? To come and then no hand it and let it
just
ride.
Just like Coach C?
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Damn, you'd be that problematic player on his team where he's like, I said no come, and you're like, oh.
Sorry, Coach.
I'm out of control.
Coach Corey Wayne. Is he Southern?
I don't believe so, but he lives in Florida.
I'm telling you, I can just, I'm a fucking psychic with this guy.
Yeah.
Is this the MILF Hunter?
No.
From the porno.
No Hunter was the man. That's who you should be watching. Yeah, that guy had all the techniques.
Something's up with my eye.
Your eye's fucked up? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Just not seeing right.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
How much does he charge?
Well, he does, I don't know, for individual lessons. I don't know. But he does offer that. But the other thing was, it was like patience. Because that was another huge issue. And with this girl that I'm currently seeing now, because I think what he says, he's like, when you start dating somebody, he's like, men can fall in love quick, women fall in love slow. So, like, if a guy finds a chick attractive, it's like, then we'll just find reasons to like her along the way. But, like, a woman needs time. What?
Yeah, I heard that.
Hit hard. Yeah, so, like,
Coach Corey Wayne's hit me.
So then you just immediately kind of want to know where you stand. But if she's an attractive girl, she's got tons of options.
Sure.
And so she's on the lookout for neediness. And so the moment you show that you can't be patient and, like, congruent with what you say, so to be like, what?
Did he, like, stick his head inside of a pussy and learn all this? Like, how does he know? Sorry, that's what I imagined, and I started laughing. I imagine Coach Corey Wayne downloading the information. The
Coach Corey Wayne is the fucking man.
So he was saying that you're on the lookout for neediness. Yeah, so you have to basically play it cool.
And be congruent with your words. If she says, if you're like, you know, let me know when you're free because she cancels plans or something. It's like, okay, no problem. I'd love to see you. Let me know next time you're free. You have to wait for her to contact you or just never contact her again. But again, the guy thing, like for me, it would be like if she didn't contact me and 2 days later, I'm like, well, what's going on?
Yeah. What about if you're just like, what's up? What, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, you got to say that.
What the fuck,
dude? We should start making some dating advice.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Counter Coach Corey Wayne's
I go fully against that. I just tell girls immediately, like, oh my god, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I fucking sob. I cry on the first date.
And I want to see you immediately. I flip that on its head to where I'll be like,
I would do that. Yeah,
I flip it on its head where I'm like, yeah, I just, you know, I'm supposed to wait or whatever to be cool, but I need to see you right away. I need to see you right away.
I love
babe.
You now.
Yeah,
he's, you got me
you,
going.
Thank you, dude.
You got to show up crying.
I bet you he would agree with that because he'd say you're being very honest and direct.
Yeah, I mean, of course you would agree with me, dude. He'd be like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Pimp to pimp.
Student just became the coach. Now you're coaching Corey Wayne, dude. Tell him to stop edging. That's fucking weird. He's an old man edging.
Yeah. Yeah, how long do you want to have sex for, dude?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, at what point when you're like making your 50-year-old wife come six times? It's like, stop.
Yeah, what are you doing? I can't wait for Coach Corey Wayne to die in a boating accident when he hits some manatee down in Florida and gets launched from his shitty pontoon boat.
Oh man, I don't know why it's so funny.
So Gerbs, you're bad.
No, it's funny. I feel bad. I'm like,
you're so sad right now. Don't worry about it.
I'm not sad. I just feel very. I don't feel well. Like for the listeners.
I know you have arthritis.
Yeah, yeah. It's been flaring up.
Oh, got you.
His arthritis is flaring.
Because we like flu-like symptoms. So I'm just like, very tired. Yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Dude.
Very tired and like uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you're still hilarious. This is your flu game.
This is yeah,
true,
this is
dude.
Flu, whatever. I'm we'll dragging it. The threesome down here, but keep going. What were you going to say about?
No,
Jews?
I was just hoping about Jews. No, you debunked the J date. I thought you were on a thick J date, but now you're just banging a Gentile.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think about Gentile snizz?
I'm fine with any kind of snizz.
Yeah, is any dude. Do you in your head at some point be like, oh, this person's a Gentile?
No.
While you're in there, you can tell.
I would never know.
A little bit.
It's a different type of gruel. The gruel consistency is off on a Gentile.
You know that gruel thing is like during ovulation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently strippers who ovulate tend to make more tips. People don't even know.
Really?
Strippers who are ovulating, they've studied it, they make more tips.
Nice. Are they releasing?
Pheromones or some shit. Yeah, I don't know.
You want to impregnate them, so you give them $5.
Exactly, yeah.
You crumble up a five instead of a one and
that's
throw it at her.
That's the closest thing you can get to her. Like, instead of a sperm cell, you just like give her a dollar bill that she carries with her.
Dude, remember that?
You can come on a dollar bill.
We were at that strip club in South Carolina. Me and Matt sat up front. We're throwing money at the strippers. We're like crumbling up and throwing it at them. And they got furious.
Well,
they're like, it's super disrespectful, I guess.
Well, it's show and tell. They like open their butthole and throw a one at their butthole, and if you hit it, you get rewarded with a smile.
Dude, you come from a Philly strip club down to a fucking good old Southern gentleman, strip club, a gentleman's club.
Yeah, dude,
we're in a gentleman's club.
We're in Coach Corey Walker's territory.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're in Coach.
We should have iced those strippers out and just ignored them all together.
There's a bunch of dudes edging in the back. They're all in the fucking booths edging.
Should have saw him come up to me and be like, I'm really busy right now.
Yeah, sorry, I'm too busy. Put the stripper on ice. That'll work.
Oh, put a stripper on ice. Yeah, dude, that works big time.
Like, nah, I don't have any money. I'm poor.
Ignore you.
Oh, I'll come back. Play the long game.